Here are today's top stories. Suicide bombers attacked the airport in Istanbul, killing over 50 people. Many of the flights at the time were heading to the United States. So now the story shifts to the air to make sure that those planes are safe and searched when they land. Terrible. CPS will make its $676 million pension payment, which will leave them $24 million in the bank, which is like $24 to the regular person. So think about all the insufficient funds notifications that Forrest Claypool's getting right about now. If I can give you advice, CPS, two words. Totino's Pizza. Yeah, you get like two meals out of that. Volkswagen has agreed to pay $14.7 billion for emissions cheating. They rigged 11 million cars worldwide to make it seem like they had clean emissions. But officials say that the diesel cars were up to 40 times over the legal limit. What? So if you're owner of a Volkswagen, you can get your money back plus damages and live with the fact that your long summer road trips ruin the environment. Say what you will about a Hummer, but a Hummer doesn't lie. The architect of the famed 46D, Buddy Ryan, died today at the age of 82 and reached for comment opposing quarterbacks hung up on me. It's technically a no comment. Ryan was hoisted up on the shoulders of his defense after the Super Bowl win. This usually is only reserved for the head coach, in this case, Mike Ditka. Ditka and Ryan apparently didn't like each other, but then again, these guys made their name for being unlikable hothead football coaches. And in Ditka's case, he had a curly perm. Who likes a curly perm? Nobody. But today marks the end of that era. Buddy Ryan, may you rest in peace among the angels while drawing up ways to get the weak side linebacker unimpeded to the quarterback. In national politics today, the report on Benghazi came out. I can't tell which crazy uncle to believe. Was it a political witch hunt, or did Hillary Clinton personally kill those soldiers in Libya? I can't tell. So I'm just going to head over to Instagram and look at pictures of everyone's lunch. Also, a snafu at the Operation Push luncheon featuring Hillary Clinton. For the program, organizers just printed up her bio from Wikipedia, which included references to Whitewater, failed attempts at healthcare, and Monica Lewinsky. When reached for comment, Hillary was like, I got a better bio. I mean, I would have just emailed it to you. Little email joke. Bulls great Scottie Pippen just put his Highland Park mansion on the market. He wants $3.1 million for it. Well, I want 1.7 seconds back, so maybe we just meet in the middle? I wonder if Scotty has a whole wing of that mansion just filled with Ginsana roast beef sandwiches and Dodge Caravans. In weather, what gives? Does climate change make it colder? Not cool, Volkswagen. Not cool. In sports, Chris Bryant went all Hulk last night, went 5 for 5 with 3 home runs and 2 doubles. The first player in baseball history to do so in one single game. Wow, that's like Babe Ruth / Tuffy Rhodes territory. The Cubs held on to beat the Reds in a slugfest, but Jake Arrieta had a wild outing, giving up 5 runs and 5 walks. Someone needs to fix this guy. I mean, come on. Look at these numbers. 12-2 with a 2 ERA. Unacceptable. Also, the Texas Rangers ended up winning last night to become the first team in baseball to 50 wins. Yeah, so this season, total wash. The Sox get some schedule relief with a series at home against the Minnesota Twins. Finally. Nothing short of a sweep is acceptable here. So, hey, not my problem. You dug that hole, White Sox. Pat Summitt, the legendary coach of the Tennessee Lady Volunteers, passed away today at the age of 64. Way too young. And finally tonight, Kristen Cavallari opened up again about how much she doesn't like living in Chicago. She could be doing so much better in her career if she lives somewhere else. I don't necessarily disagree with her here. It's probably hard to audition to be on the next Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when living in the Midwest. But patience, Kristen. You'll be an old, wrinkled-up, plastic surgeon mess of a human being in no time. Or at least when Jay's contract's up next year. Well, that's the carryout for June 28th, 2016. Hey, we got a special on the leftover bagels from this morning. Half off. Free if you break your teeth.